All right, Diane, knock it off. I just want to take the moment in for a second, all right? I hope that's okay. We love you, too. During the past 20 months, as this project has gone from inception to groundbreaking, we often heard the word transformative. You heard the governor say it earlier to describe the project. The project is going to be transformative for the Raiders, transformative for the city, transformative for the state and the community as a whole. And while that certainly is true, transformative really means to substantially change for the better. And this project will immediately and permanently enhance this community, putting people to work right away and providing a lasting source of employment, economic activity, and civic pride for decades. As we've become familiar with Las Vegas and the residents and leaders of Clark County and the entire state of Nevada, we've learned that this is a remarkable community, full of entrepreneurs and innovators, caring and compassionate leadership, a community that evolves and continues to evolve. From fifth-generation Las Vegans to the newest resident, the landscape here is one of inclusion and welcoming, of diversity and progress and growth. We've seen what kind of community this is, and the recent tragic events that occurred here showed the world. The world watched, the world grieved with you, and the world was inspired by your courage, your compassion, and your actions. So that's why, in addition to using the word transformative to describe this project, we also look at it as an evolution. It's the continued evolution of a remarkable place, and the Raiders are proud to be part of that evolution. The stadium itself, thank you. The stadium itself will be a spectacular facility, a world-class venue in a world-class city, ready to host the world's biggest events. No other city is better suited. And now with this facility, there's no limit to the events that can be hosted here. Super Bowls, Final Fours, college football championships, the World Cup, the list goes on and on. It's also going to provide a new home for the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, a progressive institution with dynamic leadership continuing their evolution as a world-class university. UNLV, we're glad to be your partner. We're proud to be your partner. This evolution is also about creating jobs and putting people to work. I see you, Tommy. The next wave of massive growth and development for this region. The community's hungry for it, and they're primed to show the world what they can do on a project like this. Thanks to the folks at Local 872. That wasn't a setup at all, huh? For their incredible support and loyalty during this process. We're excited to watch you and everybody else in the community construct this stadium, along with the jobs it's going to create once it's open. Now, there's so many people that deserve thanks for getting to this point, and I'll do my best to acknowledge them in a timely manner, but they deserve their moment. The list really starts with two visionaries, Governor Brian Sandoval and Mr. Sheldon Adelson. Because of your leadership and vision, we're all standing here today. To Mr. Adelson, Dr. Adelson, and the rest of the Sands family, Patrick, Rob G., Andy, Napoleon, Antarine, JT, Rob C., and everyone at the Sands who made this possible, thank you. Governor, thanks for teaching us what it means to be battle-born. You're a man of your word. That first meeting, you said it, and look where we are. Look what you did. We're here. To the members of the Nevada State Legislature, those that are here and those who are unable to make it, we appreciate your support and your swift actions, and we'll make you proud on and off the field. To the Clark County Commissioners and the amazing staff of people you have working behind the scenes that have provided guidance and counsel and cooperation, you're truly the linchpin of this evolution, and you manage an incredible amount of resources with professionalism, care, and vision. So thank you. Members of the Southern Nevada Tourism Infrastructure Committee, members of the Stadium Authority Board, thank you for volunteering your time and representing your community in ways that are progressive, encourage responsible growth, and continue to incentivize investment. To Mayor Goodman and the City of Las Vegas, our friends from Northern Nevada, President Jessup and everyone from UNLV, Majestic Realty, Jeremy Aguero, and your team at Applied Analysis, our stadium project team that's here today, everyone else that's contributed to this project. Today's for you as well. To Commissioner Goodell and the NFL staff in attendance, and NFL owners Mr. Kraft, Mr. Kroenke, and Mr. Spanos, it's an honor to have you here. We appreciate your support, and we thank you for believing in this community. We look forward to hosting you here and letting you experience firsthand what we've learned about this community and how incredible it truly is. To my rock, my lovely wife Amy, and my family, thank you for your love, support, and daily inspiration. Hi, Mom. And last but not least, our Raider family. We live by once a Raider, always a Raider. Players, coaches, alumni, Raiderettes, and the entire staff that made it here today. This project is our chance to continue to show the world what kind of community partner we are, what kind of entertainment product we can deliver, and how we can serve the entire Raider Nation in this incredible new home. To Mrs. Davis and MD, the Raider family, it only exists because of your family's lifelong commitment to excellence. Your sense of loyalty and love for this organization is unwavering, and we all love you back, and we'll always represent you with honor, pride, and poise. Congratulations. Okay, let's move some dirt. I'd like to ask a few people to come up on the stage for the next ceremonial dig. From the Raiders, Dan Ventrelli, whose tireless efforts are a real driving force for this project. Steve Hill, who as the chairman of the CINTIC Committee and the Stadium Authority Board, has effectively managed and navigated one challenge after another with precision and success. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman, whose constant support from day one was a testament to the city she's helped build and grow. And finally, where's hashtag here to help? Where are you? Clark County Commissioner Steve Sisolak. Every time I call him, he answers the phone. Here to help! And he backs it up. He backs it up every day with a tireless work ethic and incredible leadership. So come on up, guys.